I am 65. The 29th of April, 2018 to the 28th of April, 2019. Over. Overcommitting myself by Zev Greenfield. Still needed, still fed. So 64 went well, I suppose. For me, more fascinating things to observe, discuss, write about, and paint. Now I am 65, though. April the 29th, 2018, through to April the 28th, 2019, felt productive. The final 60-second talk, when I was 63, went live. Admittedly, that video was nowhere near as interesting as what I wrote two chapters back. During this time, I also imagined waking up and discovering that all music had disappeared. What else? Well, I'm sure you're all aware that the accomplice and I considered what time is death and all that. Now, while I can assure you that I, of course, have signed up for mummification, regardless of the supposed shift into pensionerdom at this supposedly marked junction of my life, this was not a year I was focused on my passing. Thinking engulfed my work, and work engulfed my thinking. I wrote, dealt with the small matter of updating the Good Friday Agreement, focused on the curfew tower, and baked hot cross buns. Well, I'm sure I have told you a great deal already about some of these things and how I got to this point. My memory is not quite what it was. So I'll just assume you know the so-called facts and move on to more interesting considerations. As I think of that year, I recalling that being 65 marks the beginning of a phase for some. Did you know that the NHS formally tells those of us who have made it this far without flaming out that adults aged 65 and over should do a range of specific activities? Outside of me noting at the same time that they needed to specify that it is adults who are age 65 or older, not children age 65 and older, or even artists age 65 and older. What was interesting was that, amongst other things, we are precisely told that those of us who have reached the magical 65 need to reduce time spent sitting or lying down and break up long periods of not moving with some activity. So at the risk of getting in trouble with an overseer at our NHS, let me tell you what I recall about that year, which, while a story of my body being static given, I sat and then lay down for extended periods. I did work my mind over like never before. As I think back to that year, it was the moment when I was forced to consider the prospects of KLF the musical being placed on Broadway. Due to legal issues, the following 371 words have been removed. ... To which I sent them a copy of How to Be an Artist and my last 1 centimetre square of A Smell of Sulphur in the Wind, and I never thought of her again. As they say in the classics, que sera, sera. Outside of dealing with the pool of the dancing feet of 42nd Street, during this year I also pondered the prospects of setting sail in a longboat in response to invitations and badgering from a certain author. But I was too busy cooking and building. This is what I did, like what I'm doing now. I baked cakes. I did lots of different things. I banged a drum. I blew a horn. I painted paintings. I didn't understand what I was trying to do. While I wish to tell you more, I regret that I have to inform you that this year is already too full. I've had a bad habit of overcommitting myself and then not taking into account my family responsibilities.
Under The Laughing Strangers by Ben Graham. 29th April 2017. The ghost is here again. It is riding a horse made of leather. It is a highwayman with a swag bag full of children's smiles. It taunts me. Who is this ghost? I hate ghosts. I like things that are real and present, not phantoms of the past. I take tea in my club. It is the club of solid things, even though the club is imaginary. No ghosts are allowed. But there it is, grinning in the entrance foyer, handing its hat and coat to the doorman. It has stolen my seat, my favourite leather armchair. It is chatting with the accomplice. It has a broad Scottish accent, a mockery of my own. Why has this ghost stolen my place? Why am I stood here, outside the club of solid things, haunting my own life? 23rd of May. I meet the laughing strangers at the bookshop on the edge of the cliff. It looks down onto a churning grey sea. Inside, a Roy Rogers alarm clock fills me with unaccountable dread. I look at the piles of uniform black volumes, their covers as blank as next year's diary. I open one at random. I try to read, but the strangers laugh louder and the words swim before my eyes. Something that I hope is water runs across the stone-flagged floor towards the too close edge of the land. There is a black rucksack on my back. I am afraid of what might be inside. I am afraid to look in the mirror. 14th June. The van is waiting at the end of the road. I scream with hundreds and thousands. 26th August. Dead perch swimming through lightless depths unknowable by man. Dead perch swimming through flooded Liverpool basements, rivers of dreams, Amazon Orinoco, Mersey Cree. Dead perch swimming between abandoned factories, urban waste grounds, honest men's eyes and trusting women's thighs. Dead perch swimming into endless night. Dead perch swimming. We keep the fire burning with ghosts and strangers. We hunt out reasons, carve them on our bones. We arrive at the station and pray the train is late. We invent excuses and trace our ancestors, and all the moments drift on by like paper boats, like dead perch swimming. I am under the earth, scrabbling towards something. I am a modern man, but I am getting closer to hell. Can there really be such a place? If not, where does evil go? Does it dissipate? Do we swallow it down, all of us, like diluted poison, flushed through the system, ready to reactivate at any moment? To keep going, over the edge of the world, out beyond definitions, to answer the scream inside, to move blindly forward, against the false tide, out with the true. We rise, we fall, we descend into darkness, like lepers, like angels, like dead perch swimming. 24th September. Behind the club of solid things, there is a garden. In it grows speedwell and dog rose, stitchwort and honeysuckle. An old man is tending the verges. He looks at me and smiles. "I was the first to walk away," he says, and holds up an ice cream cone. There is a path through the garden for me to walk. It winds and curves through trees and hedges. It's not a maze or a labyrinth, as there's no sense of trying to reach the centre. The path winds outwards, always. But it never leaves the garden. 22nd November. Storms and holy fire. The city has cancer. Negative mycelium. I keep walking in hope of controlling it, binding it to my understanding. Patterns, numbers, lists, lesions, scar damage of urban meanderings. The ghost is at my heels again. Walking 3 steps behind, but somehow waiting around every corner. Where is the club of solid things? I am lost. Time falls away. Unfold the map. Redraw the bus routes. Dislodge the satellites. This is not what we came for. The laughing strangers welcome me in. It will soon be Christmas. 1st January 2018. There is a darkness. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know how to hold it or where its circumference lies. I don't know how deep it goes. I don't know anything about it. That's the point. It is an unknown region. And I think it's growing. I don't know how to talk about it, so mostly I don't. I'm not sure that I can deal with it through art. But I feel like I'm walking into it more every day. And the club of solid things recedes even further behind me. 19th March. I follow the last white rhinoceros down the winding garden path, towards the darkness. What will be here when we are gone? I remember cobbled roads and misted windows, the feel of a handful of old pennies hot in my hand. The smell of the sea, the lurch of a boat on the waves. Brittle, final records, full of promise and future dreaming, that hardened into old memories. All the faces and intimate moments as they slide into oblivion. They are smiling. They are singing. Calling me downriver, calling me into the warm darkness. But I mustn't weaken. I must continue to swim against the tide, against the pull of my own past. I am so very tired. 28th April. And when I'm gone, who will take my place? when I finally slip under the dark water to join my memories in that sea beyond hurt and consequence, who will you imagine when you hear my name? It is the ghost. A year older, a year stronger. It waits now, just outside the club of solid things, waiting for me to depart, waiting to rob me of everything and wear my clothes, claim credit for everything I've done. I wonder, does any of it really matter? One day I too will walk away, leaving the ghost with everything. Let the laughing strangers tell their tales. I will be gone. No one to report to. One last great adventure. Whatever.